Can we talk? That's what government and industry have been asking for decades now. The answer is yes, and there's plenty of federal acquisition regulation backup for that yes. Yet the administration thought it needed to launch the Mythbusters initiative to get industry and government talking at the pre-solicitation stage. That was followed by last year's Open Dialogue initiative. Well, how is it all working? We ask Melissa Gary. She's the Procurement Ombudsman at the General Services Administration, and she's standing by with Tom at the ACT-IACT Acquisition Excellence Conference. Tom?
Thank you, Emily and Melissa. It's great to have you on.
Thank you, Tom.
All right, good morning. My first question is, what does a Procurement Ombudsman do exactly?
Okay. Well, actually, it's been a great year. I've encumbered the position for just over a year. I've had an opportunity to meet with a lot of industry folks, work with colleagues that I otherwise would not have within the agency and the federal government. It's also given me an opportunity to see government from the industry side. But my main focus is to bring government and industry together to better serve the American taxpayer. Not only through early engagement, but engagement throughout the entire process. I want to ensure industry that GSA is listening to their concerns and we invite their input into our processes and programs.
Well, let me ask you a question. If someone from industry is bidding or thinking of bidding and they have a question, but they're maybe a little bit reluctant to ask the contracting officer because it might be seen as improper, can they ask you to ask so that there's kind of a double blind situation there? Is that what an ombudsman might be able to do?
Well, that brings me to my third prong of responsibility, and that's to be a conduit for resolution of issues. I can't promise, Tom, that I can, you know, resolve every issue favorable, but I can get you to the right person in the right office to fully address the issues.
So you're like a one-woman call center in some
ways.
Something
like that.
You're speaking on a panel today that is all about the Mythbusters campaign and discussions among suppliers and the government, and that whole issue. Review the basic rules for us. I mean, how and when can people actually talk?
Okay.
We know pre-solicitation, but also, is it possible during solicitation?
Yes, absolutely it is. Now, we encourage early engagement because we know that early engagement can lead to more optimal acquisition outcomes. But it really depends on the stage of the process. Understand that procurement or the acquisition process is premised on fairness. So, you know, we have to understand what we can say and when we can say it. If too much information is given, it could compromise the integrity of the process. Too little, it's ineffective, and it could negatively impact the outcome. So, more pointed to your question, I would recommend that during the pre-planning phase, and that's before we start even planning the acquisition, you may speak with the program individuals. But once the planning has started, the point of contact is the contracting officer.
So there is that handoff at some point.
Yes.
So you really—that's why I guess there's so much of the of these industry events, because you can really get to program people way before there even is a solicitation.
Absolutely. There's a lot of planning that goes into it up front before the solicitation issues.
And I guess contracting officers vary in how much comfort level they have with talking. So how do you help them know when, it's okay, you know, it won't harm the solicitation if you answer this question?
Well, again, as I said, the process is premised on fairness. And before you answer a question or give information, a contracting officer should stop and think, is this going to give one person an unfair advantage over another? Okay. If the answer is yes or maybe, then perhaps that information should not be released.
And is there a case where if one party asks, the answer could go to everybody?
Yes. Yeah, that could happen. That could happen.
So that would be probably somewhat of a fairer situation.
Yes.
So what else concerns you day to day?
Well, there are a lot of things. And my primary role is to build a strong industry relationship with GSA. I think communication is key to that. Again, you know, we have to understand what we can talk about, when we can talk about it. And I spoke with the points of contacts. But I believe that the government can benefit tremendously from a strong partnership with industry. It allows us to better define our requirements, seek and obtain effective competition, identify more opportunities for small businesses, less misunderstandings and protest. It issues in innovation and new technology to address the challenges that we face. And in addition to that, collectively working, we have more resources or access to resources and capabilities.
All right, what about this whole issue of data and data-driven planning and execution of acquisitions? How has what kind of data does your office collect, and how does it help in some of the decisions you render?
It's, Tom, that's a good point. As we move closer to being more data-driven and premising our decisions on big data, it's imperative that, number one, we understand and collect the right type of data. And we collect it in a manner in which it can be converted to information and useful to us. Industry can help us with this because they've been doing this for a number of years. They've kind of developed a level of expertise. When it comes to collecting data and also engaging with industry, we've been looking at ways in which we can expand on that communication. For example, the use of social media. We've had tremendous success with blogs and chat rooms and webinars and open dialogue to amplify our message and receive real-time feedback from industry. And in addition, using social media allows us to reach beyond just the Washington, D.C. area. In terms of the data, we collect all kinds of data. But again, it's important that it can be converted into information. And speaking of the communications piece, last year, GSA partnered with the Office of Federal Procurement Policy to conduct a Rate the Agency survey pilot in which we asked vendors to rate their pre-award and debriefing experience on a particular procurement. Later in the year, OFPP launched an open dialogue with industry where participants were invited to post and vote on ideas for improving the acquisition process.
All right, I want to ask you how that came out, but first let me remind people who we're speaking to, and that is Melissa Gary, the Procurement Ombudsman at the General Services Administration here at the Acquisition Excellence Conference in Washington. All right, so that open dialogue, what was that all about, and what's the progress been so far?
Well, that's an initiative that was headed by the Office of Federal Procurement Policy, and we will hear more about it during the lunchtime session. The administrator, Ann Rung, will speak on that.
You've partnered with them on some of these dialogue types of issues.
Absolutely. And I know the feedback has been tremendous. I do know that. And the goal is to get ideas from industry so that we can better improve our processes.
Now, of course, the GSA is a big acquisition producing agency itself.
Absolutely.
So how about your own open dialogues with industry prior to solicitations? How's that been revved up, and what are some of the benefits been?
Oh, yeah. We had tremendous success with our OASIS suite of vehicles. We relied heavily on social media and you know, step-by-step dialogue with industry on that, and the results were great.
And you've got some new ones coming down the line. Long term, there's the whole NS2020 telecom initiatives, and I guess there's successors to Alliant and so forth. And so are you finding that baking in that experience into those acquisitions is helping?
Absolutely. We're rolling that right in. We were so successful with Alliant. I'm sorry, OASIS.
OASIS,
yes. Yes.
All right. So what else can we expect from the panel later on today?
Well, I think we have an excellent conference. It's a little bit different approach. We've combined the traditional training, the classroom training. We also have some challenge zones in which the participants will be given a challenge that government is facing and asked to come up with solutions. So I think that'll be very interesting.
Okay. In fact, there's a session on whether they will hear presentations, solicitations, and then decide, is this something I want to bid on or not bid?
Right.
I know about that session because I'll be running it.
Oh, okay.
So we're
going to
do
it
game show style. That's at 1 o'clock today.
Wonderful. And the culmination of the challenge zones will be presentation to the Shark Tank. That's going to be a treat.
All right, let's hope nobody gets bit.
Melissa, well, I think the sharks will be a little bit snarky, but I don't think they bite.
All right, good. Melissa Gary is Procurement Ombudsman at the General Services Administration. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you, Tom, for having me.
Reporting live from the IAC Acquisition Excellence Conference, Tom Temin, FederalNewsRadio.com at 1500 AM.